under the table.
Now, we were talking about drinks before we started tonight.
Yeah.
We got on the podcast. Yeah.
But it's alcohol, but yeah.
Yeah, and we love disgusting foods. So I thought I'd look up the world's most disgusting drinks. And, okay. Of course, the first one to come up was horse semen shots.
What?
Shots of horse semen. Yeah, these are actual shots of horse semen, and you could find them at pubs in New Zealand. They also come in flavors like strawberry and cherry. Tell me your favorite one of these.
Strawberry would probably be a little better.
Bacon-infused vodka.
That doesn't sound half as bad as...
Well, no, it's not as bad as horse semen, I mean...
Horse semen.
Because I don't know if anything else is mixed in there, or if it's just plain...
I'm assuming semen. Probably just semen.
Ugh. This is the one that Alex was perplexed by. I mentioned this earlier. Seagull wine.
What the heck? Is that toilet wine?
It's actually... No, it's made from seagulls. Real seagulls. Yeah. It
was a long...
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Who looks at a bird flying the sky and goes...
Vodka.
Tasty beer.
Oh, drink that. They put seagulls in water and they let them ferment. And they sell it as seagull wine. Bird water.
They sell it rotting bird water.
Rotting bird water. That makes world running plants sound amazing. Oh my gosh.
That's the nastiest thing I've ever heard of. Horse semen, I would drink that all day long.
Over rotting bird water.
Yeah. I might go seagull wine.
At least least the horse semen's got protein in it.
Well, seagull wine might.
At least it'll taste like strawberries.
Oh, fermented bird. Fermented bird. Yeah, you know, I think you're right. I would drink semen all day.
Actually, my word.
I'll drink this next one. It's not that weird. Cannabis iced tea.
I mean, that...
It sounds terrible, like that it would taste terrible.
What's it called?
It's weird, funky.
They had, like, a Bob Marley tea out for a while, and I had that.
Did it have cannabis in it?
I don't think it had cannabis in it, but it made you real sleepy.
Hemp-based iced tea. It actually contains 0.0015% of THC.
Oh, that doesn't sound bad.
How about that?
That doesn't sound bad at all.
And this next one is just called Bilk.
Oh, no.
It says, for those of you who that enjoy milk and beer.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Oh, it's Japanese.
We should probably put the disclaimer out. At least I should. I'm not a drinker.
What?
So.
No, yeah. None of us are drinkers. No,
I don't drink.
None of us are drinkers. So. But if anyone has had beer, I think it's just the nastiest thing in the entire world.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't know. It's not. It can't be half as nasty as the seagull wine.
No,
it can't be.
No.
That probably just makes you want to, like, kill yourself.
Fermented bird water is forever what it's called.
Okay, have you guys ever seen It's Always Sunny?
No. Yeah.
Okay, so there's this one episode where, like, somehow they end up with, like, a bunch of dead crows. So Charlie and Mac end up coming with fight milk, is what they call it. Where it's just crow's milk. It's loaded with protein. It's fight milk. Oh. That's what that bilk reminded me of. But anyways,
continue.
I'll have to look up that clip. It's the best.
Oh yeah, you also have to send that to me.
Yes.
And the next one here is cow blood and milk. An African tribe. They mix cow blood with milk.
Although, I don't know.
Thought to bring them lots of energy.
Did you hear, like, as a kid, that, like, chocolate milk was just bloody cow milk that they had to put?
No.
You didn't?
No, I was never told that rumor.
Who told me. As a kid, I was always told chocolate milk was just cow's milk that, like, when they were milking the cow, it got blood in it, and so they couldn't sell it as white milk, so they had to put chocolate in it to make it taste better, and so people didn't know it was bloody.
So I always
felt like when I was drinking it, I was always like, man, I'm drinking cow's blood. I'm terrible.
Oh, what? Who told you that?
I don't remember.
What a terrible thing to tell.
And now
somebody.
I know that it's just brown cows that have milk.
Yeah, Danny. That's
sure.
What it is.
No, actually, what it actually is the kid who squirted Hershey's chocolate syrup in the cow's mouth and shook it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Chocolate cow.
Cows.
Jeez. But blood and milk.
Just gross.
Imagine that's the taste nasty. Of blood.
And metal.
But the thickness of milk.
Yeah, it shows a picture of them.
It would be like it's metallic like... milk.
It's like this thick, like watermelon colored liquid. It's real thick looking here.
I think it looks like a milkshake.
How about mezcal, the next one?
What's that?
It's a Mexican beverage made from agave, which is like honey, right?
But yeah, agave's pretty good.
During the bottling process, moth larvae are added to complete the beverage.
Oh.
Moth larvae.
I ain't drinking bugs.
That's not the worst thing we've heard. In fact, I would drink that over the cow's blood milk. And that's worst thing we've heard.
I would drink almost everything on this list over the cow's blood milk.
Really?
With the exception of bird wine.
I think that's the fermented bird water was probably the worst.
It's pretty high up there with the blood milk.
Blood milk. And oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, you got to see this picture. This picture is
no,
horrific.
I don't want to see this picture. I might vomit on air.
Oh, I got to send it to you then.
No, please don't. Please don't. No, please don't.
All right,
I won't.
Oh, man. That's terrible. I don't want to see that.
Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. Would I do that to you, though?
Yes.
Nah. Why would I do such a thing? This next one is beef jerky soda. I might be able to get on board with that.
That bad, huh?
I sent him the picture. You should have it too, Alex. Did you see it?
I'm looking right now.
The drink of this watermelon. The color looks like watermelon.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
It looks like paint. Like paint.
It does.
I prefer it being lead-based paint.
Oh, it looks so thick, guys.
Oh,
blood milk.
All right, what was that last one that you said?
It's dead to me now. Jerky soda.
I've had like corn soda before.
I've had
bacon soda before.
What in the holy devil?
It just tastes like you're drinking carbonated bacon. It's pretty good.
Beef
tastes
jerky.
Like you're drinking a heart attack.
All right. Well, this seems like it'd be similar tasting beef jerky soda.
Yeah, it doesn't sound terrible.
It's called. It's by a brand called Beef Drinker.
I'd drink that over the
we are
strawberry
beef
semen.
Yeah, no, that's that looks. Oh, geez, you could make that synonymous with the picture I just sent you.
With strawberry bread. Semen.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what he's drinking. Oh boy, that the beef jerky soda is probably the best thing on here that I would rather drink.
Probably.
Chili vodka.
I've heard of that.
The picture here literally shows two giant chili peppers sitting in this thing of vodka.
Oh, at first I thought you meant like chili, like the food.
Oh,
the vodka.
Gosh, that'd be terrible.
That sounds worse. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. It's just alcohol.
Alcohol
chili.
Beans.
No, yeah, chili peppers, like a spicy.
That doesn't sound bad.
Which, I don't know if you've ever had vodka, if you've ever tasted it. I've tasted vodka, and let me tell you, it's just the worst
you
thing
you loved
in the world.
It, right?
Yeah. Let me just use this as a public service announcement for anyone not to drink vodka, because it's the worst thing in the world. It burns, man. And it smells like rubbing alcohol. It's just
probably
pure alcohol.
Is.
Like, what's the point? Just drink rubbing alcohol. It's in every household. Don't actually do that. But imagine it's spicy. And then, I don't know. Ooh, I hate celery.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mind celery.
Yeah, I like celery.
Dr. Brown's Celery. You would think that people would not want a celery-flavored soda, but it is a popular drink in New York City.
Gross.
Dude, celery flavor
seems tasteless. It seems like it would be like carbonated water.
It's celery.
Yeah, like celery really
doesn't have
much
of
it. No, it's like
but it's the
water.
But it's the aftertaste, that weird celery like stingy flavor. Like
no, I always put peanut butter on it, so I'm fine.
Oh, what? You're an animal.
Peanut butter with celery?
That's delicious, man.
It's amazing.
Celery, I just don't hate. Man, I hate.
And it's packed full of protein because of the peanut butter.
Well, just I'd rather just spoon some peanut butter. Forget the celery. Then
spoon the peanut butter.
I have, and I will.
I have too, and it's delicious.
Makes your throat dry. I need some blood milk to wash it down. Oh, guess what's in here, guys? Placenta 10,000.
Please don't tell me that's what I think it is.
The Japanese swear by this and claim that it helps cut down on cravings. It is made from pig placenta, so we can understand why it would cut down on those cravings.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what a placenta really is?
I've seen a placenta, yes.
Do you really know? Do you know what it really is, though?
Yes.
I mean, really, it's just guts. It's just inner guts.
No, it's not.
Basically.
But okay.
Well, basically. Nah, it's just
not really.
It's just something that it's an afterbirth.
Yeah.
It's just something that was in you, and now
I mean, not me,
it.
But
and now you're eating it. Yes, you did.
A lot of women eat their own placenta.
That's so messed up.
They have them turned into vitamins.
How is that different from cannibalism? You're eating
it,
part
it's
of
a lot different. It's a lot of the vitamins and everything.
It's a mucous membrane thingy.
Yeah.
But it's part of you. How is that protects, not cannibalism?
I don't know how it's not
so
cannibalism.
Larry can eat his leg, but...
But women eating placentas is okay.
Yeah. What a strange world, you know? But this isn't even human placenta. It's pig placenta.
I mean, it sounds better than human placenta.
And they're harvesting pig placenta so much that they sell it in these bottles.
I've seen pig placenta. I worked on a hog farm for a bit. I know what pig placenta looks like. It doesn't look tasty.
No.
I've seen parts of pigs nobody should see. All right?
Like what? Like what?
You ever seen a ruptured anus of a pig? Because I have.
Yeah, every day. Man, that's rough. You should have PTSD from that.
Actually, it's bringing up some really not smelling good memories.
Not smelling? No, it smells bad, I'm sure.
I, because like.
Out of a human smells bad, too.
Because, like, I cleaned down. I cleaned the hog pens after the hogs went on a load on the truck. Which wasn't bad. I basically just put headphones in and power washed. So it wasn't all bad. But occasionally I would have to go help, and say after the weekends there would be maybe a couple dead hogs. There, when I was working, there was a disease that was going through. So a couple of hogs would end up dead. But like, I didn't work on Sundays, so Saturdays was an early day off. So I went into work like at 5, and I got off like at like 10. So we'd leave work at 10 on a Saturday and not come back until work on Monday at like 5 in the morning. And there would maybe be like 4 or 5 dead hogs. And if we didn't get to them fast enough, which we didn't because it was the weekend, they would start to get eaten on.
No.
And then they would like blow up all the gas and the pressure inside of them.
Oh, yep. They get all bloated. So
you have to be really careful moving them. Because otherwise they could blow up on you.
Hmm.
Oh, gosh.
And poop all over the place. Yeah. It was a blast. Paid pretty well.
Literally. Let's say exploded. Yikes, man. Oh, how about ranch dressing soda?
I think my brother's tried it.
Why?
Because we're Midwesterners, man.
So ranch dressing's like... Ranch dressing soda?
It's like our bloodstream. I put ranch on everything. Pizza.
Oh, my God.
Fries. Burgers.
But you drink it carbonated?
I mean, no, thank you.
What are you, a psychopath?
I mean, a little bit.
Oh,
is that the ranch dressing? What is it?
Okay, what's this a picture of?
I'll give you $100 if you guess what's in this picture. You'll never guess.
The semen?
No, it looks like grits.
You'll never guess. Before I get to that, I need to mention 3 penis liquor.
I don't want to know what that is.
And Danny's like, stop right there.
There's penises in it, I'll tell you that.
Like actual peni?
Peni. Multiple peni. Way before men had the option of Viagra, they could drink some 3 penis liquor to help their potency and virility. Virility?
Virility, yeah.
Virility. I don't know. It's spelled like that.
It means like sperm count.
Yeah. It's rice wine infused with seal, deer, and Cantonese dog penises.
Oh, my gosh. There's
a lot of penises in there, guys.
It probably doesn't taste very good.
No, it tastes like penis.
And probably rice wine.
Oh, rice wine. That's not good either.
It's like sake.
Sake.
That's pretty much what it is. Ooh, it's sake.
Which, by the way, I don't drink, but I do know that if you get served cold, sake, it's usually the bad sake. You always want warm sake. But
what's bad? Right. What's bad sake? What's the difference?
Like, it's just old.
What happens if you drink bad sake?
It probably tastes even worse.
Yeah, probably.
Boy, oh boy. How about pizza beer?
I mean, some people's best of both worlds, so I mean...
It's brewed with oregano, basil, tomato, and garlic.
What about that. Pepperoni?
No pepperoni.
I want all a pepperoni right,
now,
flavor.
Now we get to the picture.
Oh, goody.
It's called Chicha de Muco. You'll just... Oh, my gosh. Once I read this, this is... Oh, this might be the worst. Look at go and look at the picture.
I am.
I see it. Yes.
This is a fermented mixture.
Okay.
Of corn.
Okay.
And human saliva. That's human saliva. Members of the community will chew up corn and spin it into a bowl and wait for the starch to break down and ferment, and then they go ahead and drink it. Oh, it's lumpy, guys. Look at the picture. There's lumps in there. There's lumps in there!
I mean...
It's slippery!
The fermented bird water still sounds worse.
It's human saliva! You spit into a bowl and there's corn and it's lumpy! Oh, I'd rather drink the cow blood milk! I'd rather...
Really?
I would.
Over corn and spit?
Oh my god, can you imagine the smell?
Yeah, can you imagine how sick you'd get from drinking blood?
It would make me have energy, is what they said.
Oh yeah, after they're dead, blood. Probably. Probably give them energy in the afterlife.
I would rather drink the blood.
Than drink the blood.
Than a go bunch of people chewing on corn and spitting it into a bowl. a bunch of disgusting people all spitting into a bowl and then it ferments and then you drink that.
I mean, if it helps, you probably get so drunk off of it you don't remember you drank it. So
dude, fermented spit. Fermented yummy. Spit. Dude, there's just no way. There's no way, man.
Ugh.
That's the worst. I'd rather
take the worst.
Dude, I'd rather take the shot of horse semen. I would.
Wait a second. The worst.
I think that's the worst. That's the worst. Something about it. Something about it. Just a community.
You picked that.
A community,
I'm sorry,
of people.
You picked that over rice wine simmered with three different animal penises in it.
Yeah.
Over you picked blood that milk. Over blood milk. You picked that over water with a rotting bird in it.
Dead bird.
Oh, then that's the second worst, yes.
With all but the diseases still... and everything else that birds carry, you'd rather dude. Drink that? Over dude, spit and corn?
I would think that I would rather drink the fermented spit. But when it came down to it, and I look at the bowl, and I smell it, and I look and I think about how many people just spat into it with all the stuff they got going on in their teeth and their disgusting mouths in the smell, and I just couldn't do it.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't, something about it, it's just weird to me.
I'd drink that before blood or before like a rot bird.
Oh, just
right.
It's just so visceral. I don't know. It's something about it. It's not right.
Ugh. All right.
What's wrong? Well, what's wrong with the world?